There is a reasonable concern that when you use social media, they're collecting your data and then using it for all kinds of reasons, one of which you might be concerned that they might be using it to manipulate your opinions on politics, on buying certain things, or just on your worldview shifting in this or direct or that direction. And I think it's a very sophisticated question. It's a very nuanced question because the answer is yes. Of course, they're doing that. By they, I mean advertisers. And even the platform itself has certain values politically and religiously. I mean, re values, of course, worldview. And they're always just the builders of the platform, whether you're talking about Facebook or ChatGPT, they believe this is right about the world and this is what is wrong about the world. And they will shift entire public opinion in one direction or another based just on what's called their guardrails, what they allow to be posted, and also what they allow for advertising purposes, right? So I have a simple answer for you, and then we can go into a deeper discussion on this. But basically, my simple answer for you is this. Each of us needs to first understand that this is happening, that worldview manipulation is happening every day. Whenever you log on to social media, your worldview, when I say manipulation, it sounds, nefarious. It's not necessarily nefarious. It's just, for example, like ChatGPT is one example where it's like the builders have Silicon Valley values, right? You might say ChatGPT's values is like the amalgamation of Ivy League professors, because that's where the builders came from, Ivy League schools. And so it's like, along the coasts. That's just why, some conservatives don't like ChatGPT because it doesn't allow them to talk about certain politics and things like that. And also some people who are more liberal, more progressive than the Silicon Valley will also disagree. And sometimes we can't talk about certain religious things or whatever because it's like, oh, it's, that's outside of our content guidelines or whatever. So that's just an example. It's not nefarious. It's just what they think is appropriate. That's what we'll say it that way. And there are also nefarious manipulators, the most famous of which is the 2016 election and Facebook, right? As we, it's now, I think it's okay. I haven't studied this recently. I think it's been studied and understood that there's election manipulation going on. I don't know to what extent. And it's not certain which countries are doing it or which entities are doing it. It does not necessarily countries, but companies as well, corporations. But there is definitely election manipulation, meaning, sorry, voter opinion manipulation. Now you can call it manipulation or you can call it advertising. Right. So the truth is, yes, as you use, for example, Facebook and you post things, you read things, everything, did you know, not only the things you post gets put into the database about who you are. There's a large file about who you are. It's called your pixel data. Anyway, the large file about who you are, your values, things you're interested in, not only what you type, but also what you click on, for sure, what you like, what you comment on, what you share, what links you click on, all those keywords are being logged. And not only that, but what you pause on. Yeah, you're scrolling and then you stop scrolling. They time it. Did you know this? They time your scrolls. So you scroll, okay, stop. Oh, George paused at this, picture of a puppy. Okay, now we know we're gonna advertise to George. Puppy type app products. Yeah. And so keep going, keep oh, stop again. Oh, George paused at an angry post about, progressive politics or something like that. Okay, got it. We're gonna allow this type of political advertiser, because it's more profitable for us. The advertising platform, Facebook, wants advertisers to be happy to say, oh, advertisers, you see, you spent this money and you got these many clicks or these many comments. It's working. Please pay us more money. So the whole system incentivizes a bubble. You actually would, it's probably better said that way. It incentivizes a worldview bubble that says, you like puppies, progressive politics, and, you know, stories about authentic, you know, relating or whatever. Good. We're going to send you more ads about that stuff. By the way, progressive politics, not necessarily my politics, but whatever. I'm just giving you examples here. And I have a cat too. So cat, you're loved as well. Okay. So basically, what should we do? Here's the basic answer. Thought and energy boundaries around your use of social media is crucial. Meaning, when you use social media, just know what I've just said is happening at every second. And so you have to go, what am I seeing? And you have to actively opinionate. And so the stronger of an opinion you have, the stronger of a boundaries you have, right? Around like, well, I definitely disagree with that. I think that's wrong. I think that's inappropriate. And then you can scroll past it and you like and love the ones that are more appropriate. And you're training it. But the danger around that is that you're also in this bubble, and that the bubble slash boundary gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And so it's this sort of like balance between, okay, when I use social media, what I interact with is training it to give me more of that. And at the same time, am I also aware of my own worldview? And when I see something I disagree with, I go, okay, to be considered. I'm going to stay curious about it, open about it. But if you are practicing good mental worldview hygiene, you might say, right? And also flexibility and just kind of like, excuse the word, meta view of your own mind, right? To observe your own mind and how it's working, that's the healthiest thing, right? Because then you go, hey, I'm going in this direction, I'm going that direction. Hey, I'm being made more angry, right? Why? What's going on here? Like, if you can play a more witness consciousness view of your own mind, I think all of us probably need this reminder more often, because it's so easy to become sucked into the illusion of this reality and this is truth, right? So if you're aware of that, then guess what? The ads have no effect on you. They don't, because you're like, oh, for example, when I see an advertising for like marketing, like get 80,000 clients in 2 minutes with this tool, right? Like, I'm that's an exaggeration, but there are so many ads I see on Facebook that I'm like, yeah. Right? Like from my peers, not literally my friends, but like people in my industry that are trying to sell you on how to make money, how to get, you know, two, three clicks of a button, you'll get all the clients you ever want. And I'm like, yeah, right. But a lot of people are getting tricked by it. A lot of people spend thousands of dollars on that stuff because they haven't practiced enough of this meta. Like, oh, I'm being taken this direction. Is that truth? Or am I being manipulated? So I'm very sensitive to that. So whether it's commercial manipulation or political manipulation, I'm like, yeah, I see what you're doing. So that's ultimately, and I'll stop here. That's the healthiest and most empowering practice for you is you, if you're going to use the online services, you cannot help that they're going to gather data on you, because that's the incentive model. That's the advertising model. What else are they going to do? They're either going to charge you money and tell you that they have privacy practices, which we can even question, right? I mean, there are certain search engines like Neva. They're like, you pay them, I don't know how much Neva is, like $8, $20, I don't know how much per month. And they promise that they don't gather data and try to manipulate you and all that stuff, because they don't. But who knows? Because they might change it one day and become like, okay, you pay us $8 a month, you get some ads. Thanks for giving us all that data over the years. And then most platforms are trying to make money from the advertisers, not from you, the user, but you are really the product that's being sold to the advertisers. So we just have to throw up our hands and go, for convenience sake, we'd rather do it for free. But it's also a good foil for us. It's good practice for us to go, great. It just helps me practice witness consciousness, observing my own worldview and mind and how it's shifting over time. And then that way I can stay flexible. I can stay truly empowered. Then it doesn't matter how much data is being gathered. I don't care, because you can't manipulate me, because I know my own mind. I think that's the most empowering position. Because otherwise, what can we do other than only use the privacy prioritized services, which are few and far in between, and you'll spend more money doing that. So I hope this is helpful. I'm always open to your comments below so I can look outside my own bubble. And thank you so much for asking this question. And one more thing I'll say, especially those of us who are maybe ADHD more easily overwhelmed, it's even more important for us to practice this meta view of our own minds and to say, okay, I'm going in too much into a rabbit hole here, or I'm being overwhelmed here. Let me take a break, right? And please do get together with others who have, for example, ADHD, or others who are more aware of being consciously using social media, and just be around those people so that you can be more aware of practicing this kind of movement of your own, your own mind and your own philosophy and your own energy boundaries. So hope that helps.